Hello, and welcome to today's best ever. I'm your host, Jason Barton. Today's date is February 12th, and I have with me my cohorts in action.
April Mitchell.
And Chris Scott.
And we're here to talk about some comic book movies, video game news, some famous birthdays coming up here, some tech talk, and some Comic-Con updates. We'll go ahead and start off with Chris.
Okay. Well, first, I have to actually preface this with an error from last week. Uh-oh. I can't believe that in all of the movies that I thought of last week, I completely forgot about Spider-Man Homecoming coming out next year, or this year. I totally spaced on that. So, you know, there's actually six movies coming out this coming season, not five. So, that one actually comes out on July the 7th. So that one's coming out right after Wonder Woman. So I can't believe I spaced on that one. So how did I remember that? Somebody reminded me of that. And then, oh my God, the best piece of comic book news. And I mean, I like seeing some, like, there's been a lot of things that have popped up recently on Twitter from James Gunn, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, that we've seen that he's putting out pictures of the crew behind the scenes, all that, them getting together and starting to form things. Best thing I saw was came out two nights ago, and it was the first behind-the-scenes trailer, and it's like a three-minute-long movie from Avengers Infinity War.
Huh.
And it starts off with the whole thing where the Collector in Guardians of the Galaxy is describing the Infinity Stones, because that's going to be the major plot of that. As you know, some of us already know that the whole thing about the Infinity Wars, Thanos, the Infinity Gauntlet, and
little extras in the end of the movies.
Exactly. Well, the funny thing is, I've actually done some extra research. The whole thing in the comics about him trying to get the Infinity Gauntlet, he's trying to impress a girl. He's trying to impress Mistress Death. That's the whole thing with that. He's just trying to impress Mistress Death. In the comics, he kills half the population of all the planets in the universe. You know, when this was originally done in 72, he created a shockwave. It, like, messed up stuff on some of the worlds, including flooding Japan here on Earth.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. But I'm like, where are we going to get our technology then? but if you've not seen this, it is the absolutely best preview trailer that I've seen in a while. It's they call it a first look featurette. If you go right on IMDb's website, it's going to be right there on that main page. It was awesome. I mean, I was just like, hearing the Archangel singing, and it was just beautiful.
Well, that's awesome.
Yes, and I was very excited to see that. Very, very excited, because I'm looking forward to that. I mean, oh my God, and Tom Holland, the kid that's playing Spider-Man, can't even drink yet in the States, but oh my God, his British voice, it's like, I remember going out and seeing it with, seeing the original Avengers with my mates. I'm like, oh my God, this is cute. April, you would love his accent. You would love his accent. Other than that, I mean, I'm seeing some good stuff coming around about, we're seeing more stuff for Guardians. Still nothing for Justice League really has popped up yet, but I think that's because they're trying to keep it on the down low because of how Batman vs. Superman went. So I'm very much looking forward to seeing what we're going to be seeing from this, but I mean, basically, even though this is not for two more years, there's all this stuff going around about, the standalone Batman movie with Ben Affleck. And it's like, not doing the, Ben Affleck dropped out from, being the director, and then, we're going to get this person, then that person, and they're not liking how the script looks. And you know what? I've said it once, and I will say it again. DC does not have to catch up to Marvel. Marvel has been doing things for almost a decade with the movies. They don't need, I would wish it would take a little more time with Justice League, and maybe that's why we're not hearing much from them on that subject. So what I just hope is that they actually put out a quality product. I want to see DC succeed because, I mean, I like The Flash. I mean, you guys both know I love The Flash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm just wanting to see them put out a quality product. So if they, you know, if Wonder Woman knocks it out of the park in June, when I see that, I'm going to be very hopeful for the aspects of Justice League coming out in November. So, and just as a side note, I know it's not going to win any Academy Award. The Academy Award it's put up for, but Jason April, you remember what we were doing a year ago today?
Oh yeah.
We went out and we saw Deadpool at the theater, and it was beautiful. And I can't tell you how many times I've watched that movie since then.
And it was on Valentine's Day, which made it even better.
Yes, yep. It was. Yes, it was because it came out on the 12th. It was, you know, the leap year change. It was like it was the 14th, and I'm like, you guys, you both were like, hey, Chris, you want to go see Deadpool? I'm like, sure, okay, let's go. we just had way too much fun.
It was such a good movie.
I know.
So, I mean, I'm hoping, and I mean, there's already been talk about the second, and I've heard a little bit of talk about Deadpool 2. They've gotten the director right now. The one that's set to do that was most notably done, was a stuntman and a stunt coordinator. So with a film like Deadpool 2, oh my God, I can only imagine what he would be able to do with that. Plus, he directed John Wick, the first one. And I mean, yeah, considering how much of a blockbuster that one turned into, I mean, I didn't expect to see anything come out of that movie. I'm like, John Wick, I'm like, okay, Keanu Reeves movie, it's an action movie. I'm like, okay. I still haven't seen one nor two that just came out this weekend or last weekend. Yes, Jason.
Keanu Reeves was on the Nerdist's podcast last week.
Oh, cool.
And he was talking about John Wick.
Oh, nice. I did see a little blurb where they had him on the Graham Norton show. He was on it with – I couldn't tell who the second person is, but the third person was Whoopi Goldberg. And, oh, my God, you'll have to look at it right near the end of it. They talk about Bill and Ted 3. They'll be like, Bill and Ted in their 50s. But the funnier thing is he's like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to practice this, doing the air guitar and saying excellent. He did it, and then it's like he did it. He's like excellent, and then he just looked mortified after he said it. He just bowed his head down. It was the most hilarious thing ever that I saw. I know that's not a comic book movie, but okay, well, it is kind of comic in the fact that of that movie. But
yeah,
I mean, there's been some good news this week. I mean, with the Batman kind of still seeming like it's going in a good direction, that first look feature for Infinity War, I'm getting very excited. Plus, less than a month from now, I get Logan. I get the last of my Wolverine movies. So hopefully that one kills it. That just kills it. Well, as I've already heard, this is going to be Hugh Jackman's last role as Wolverine. So I hope they give him the credit he deserves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so good stuff, good stuff. Well, what do we got next, guys?
All right, so I have some video game news, quite a bit of video game news, actually.
Ooh.
Not a lot in the world of Warcraft, though. However, we'll start off with Blizzard has some of the best non-release quarters, breaking records for active users and revenue thanks to WoW and Overwatch.
I heard that.
Yeah. I also didn't realize this, but I knew this, but I keep forgetting. They own King, so they also have Candy Crush.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, I remember reporting it once, well, not on our podcast, but like reading it before and then talking about it, I should say. But yeah, I forget that they have that, and it did well too. So overall, their products are doing great.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. And then when I was playing pickleball, I didn't realize this, but I was playing with somebody and they had a Heroes of the Storm shirt. I'm like, hey, you like the game? He's like, no, but my son works for Blizzard. I'm like, oh.
What?
His name's Art, but I don't know what his son's name is, but he's like some senior engineer or something there. So, software engineer.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm like, I love those products. And he's like, yeah, so you like listen to Twitch, and are you big into the e-game stuff? I'm like, yeah, I like watching Overwatch, like competitions and all that, because the Apex 2 series is going to be starting up somewhat soon.
And you got to remember, if you're listening to this podcast as it broadcasts, you've only got through Monday to get your stuff for Year of the Yeah.
Love is in the air.
Yep.
You got that stuff going on. Oh yeah. You for the Overwatch, you have to get that stuff for the skins and all that by
Monday.
Monday. So move tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Go
through the day before Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Also, Love is in the Air is going on right now. So, things of note, they've set it up so if you have a level 16 or a higher character, you can queue for the event. The chemical or the Crown Chemical co-encounter. Oh yeah, company encounter. So, if you haven't gotten your big love rocket yet, you could totally take all your tunes through there if they're 16 or above. So you could stack your chances. I don't know what the percentage drop rate is on that, though. Other things of note, the Love Boat, which is an actual boat that sits on water, is available for 270 Love Tokens. There's also the Sturdy Love Pool, which is a dummy that's sold for 100 Love Tokens. So going up to my other notes earlier, there's a hotfix for Mythic Nighthold bosses, which doesn't really matter because I don't really do Mythic, but they're just going through and fixing some stuff for Limit for Mythic. Although, Spellblade Aurelial or whatever his name is, she's such a pain in the butt, and they nerfed her damage in Mythic. So I wish they'd just do that for normal because we're having issues with that boss right now on our raid. They also have fixed the Love Pools, can now be properly deployed in Battlegrounds, because apparently they wouldn't be. Artifact Power 1 from bonus rolls will no longer display for other members of your group. So, okay. And a few other changes that seem pretty unimportant. Okay. Lastly, a note for World of Warcraft. Patch 7.2 will now have a new part of the campaign rewarding a follower and a toy called Champion Salute, which I'm guessing just puts you in a pose that looks very heroic. I think is what it said. Other things to note, Overwatch. Overwatch's console players have been flooding forums, calling those who play with a mouse and keyboard cheaters, which I think is fine and fair, because if you're playing with a mouse and keyboard on a console, then you're totally unfair. Okay, let me continue on. Overwatch director Jeff Kaplan posted on Battle.net stating that there should be a stop to input conversion devices unless consoles start universally supporting mouse and keyboards for all console players. They want an even playing field for all those who play their games. Also, Zim, XIM, founder of some of these conversion devices, stated that their inputs don't give an unfair advantage, but rather an advantage to those like himself who cannot play well using a thumbstick. Well, isn't that just giving you an advantage? I mean, ultimately, they just did a roundabout way of saying it does give an advantage.
Yeah, I just saw something about that on Twitter this morning, something about how the keyboard and mouse need to – and, of course, I'm trying to scroll through freaking everything.
Yeah.
Especially,
it's also been an issue.
Yeah, especially with, people that, have disabilities and whatnot. That was the whole thing. It was like,
yeah. I understand that, but the thing is Zim is selling these conversions for $125. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to pay a lot of money to be able to hook up a keyboard and mouse.
Yeah, here we go. Here it's right from Polygon's Twitter. There are 33 plus million gamers with disabilities in America alone. Taking away mouse keyboard support would be a detriment.
Right. And I understand that. But the thing is these convert, like, the games themselves are coded so they aren't there.
Right.
So there's kind of like two things going on here. You can't use those kinds of inputs. You can use them for like browsing the web using the Xbox web browser or whatever, but you can't play them with certain games.
Mm-hmm.
Because certain games like Halo, they don't want you to be able to play with mouse and keyboard, because that's just going to be unfair. First-person shooter is going to be unfair, in my mind. Like, I think they should allow you to play single-player games, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, they should be allowed. But I'm totally cool with Jeff Kaplan's idea, where he's like, it's either all or nothing. So I really think that they should just allow more universal support for all keyboards and mice.
There you go. I'm with you, Jason.
But anyways, moving on. Let's see. Destiny 2 is coming this fall, so long as it stays on track. At least that's what Activision announced. So I'm excited by that. But
yeah. I'm sorry, that didn't sound. You're like, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's been a while since I played Destiny.
Yeah, so. You two used to be pretty hot and heavy with it. I remember.
Oh yeah, and then it just kind of fell off the face when you get to just having to only do raids to be able to like level up. That means you're dependent on other people, and there's no queuing system for it. So if there's a queuing system where I could just go jump with other people on it, that would be cool. But otherwise, I have to go find people who are doing it online or with my friends. So.
Exactly. So, I mean, I would be looking forward to Destiny 2. Well, I need to get my hands on an Xbox One for starters, which that might be coming sooner than later. Especially since I got tapped into the Xbox One's beta test for Injustice 2. So, believe me, I'm waiting for a work bonus right about now, and I'll be like, check please.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. There's going to be a Destiny 1, like, update, too, sometime this year. So, that's cool.
Yeah, I want more single-player content for Destiny. I mean, you can get through the entirety of the Destiny game in, like, what, 12 hours? Easy?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
So, because they're really focused on the multiplayer.
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, don't get me wrong.
Oh, that's really cool with the multiplayer. I just want there to be a raid queuing.
Yeah.
That's all I
really
care about.
Yep.
And, like, I was going to say there could be some sort of, like, rep thing where, like, if you're really good and you keep doing consistently well, then you might get, like, ranked or set up with somebody who isn't so good.
Mm.
So you kind of have a balanced team. But it's really hard to balance things like that.
Gotcha.
In other news, Red Dead Redemption 2 will be released in 2018 with focus on multiplayer.
Oh!
So, I love the game. We have the map right
here. We have the map for the regular and zombie. We just don't play because we can't play together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I can't walk into your house without looking at that damn map.
And we have it set to the zombie side.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I can't stop staring at that every time I walk in that. I'm like, it's like, hi April, hi Jason, hi map.
Yeah, we do kind of bed out there. And it's
got kind of
like red, green.
Well, I like my Bethesda maps too.
Oh, I love your. Yeah, but you have to turn all the way. You have to get in the house, and you already have to turn towards your computer, April. I love those maps, though. Love those maps, though.
I have like one or two more to hang, and I got them all up, I think.
Yes.
So, I'm excited by this. I love Red Dead Redemption, so I'm glad they're making a second. Played.
I've never played it.
I just hope that they do it well.
Yes.
And there's not a lot of just. It's probably going to be more PvP in my mind. So, you may not enjoy it?
We all know my thoughts on PvP, yes.
Yeah, hopefully there's a single player and it's in a multiplayer option.
I prefer co-op.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, co-op would be awesome.
I'm all about co-op.
Or, they have different servers, so they have a PvE and a PvP. So,
no RP PvE?
Well, hello to you, partner.
Yeah.
Multiplayer voice chat. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. Anyways.
Why did you sound like the guy who had the voice box in South Park when you did that? I liked it when he got the Irish one. That was funny.
Oh, no. I've not seen that one.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, so this is good news. Sony has announced that it is finally going to support external hard drives for the PS4 Pro. Games like Fallout are going to be like 58 gigabytes, so there's going to have to be some sort of give and take here. So they finally got around to allowing support. Or they're going to be allowing support, I should say.
Nice, so it's in the works.
Yeah, it's in the works. I think, I don't know if it's with update 4.5 or not, but... update 4.5, which is my next bullet note, is going to be adding boost mode to improve frame rates for the consoles. This could also allow games to stick closer to the 1080p more consistently to increase the game's... Oh, or to increase the game's FPS if it is not locked to 30. So apparently some games lock the FPS to 30 and you can't go above it.
Huh.
So it'll probably just add more consistency to 1080p content then. There is a warning though. If unwanted reaction or gameplay effects occur, you may need to turn this off.
What do you mean, ending up in a pile of your own urine in the corner?
Oh my god! My PTSD just got me. Oh, or whatever. Anyways, so I thought this was also interesting under video game news. Best Buys are losing the Oculus demos stationed due to low demand. I didn't even know Best Buys had Oculus demos.
Neither did I.
So, they didn't do a good job of it, like, advertising it, I think, in my mind. But how many people go to Best Buys? Like, I think the people who go to Best Buys go there specifically because they're going to buy a certain game, part of the gamers, like, club or whatever, and, you know, they just want to get their hands on stuff.
Or if you're like me, you find a good deal on Slick Deals, you order it online, you have it set to pick up in store, and boom, you just go in, go out, you're done.
Yep, in, out, yep. I'm done.
Exactly.
And then you get to see all the poor people standing in line waiting for the Geek Squad.
The last time I actually shopped for anything at Best Buy, I was with my dad. I believe it was 2009 I bought my netbook.
Oh, there you go.
All right. So my last bit of news for video games. The World Health Organization is trying to classify excessive video game playing as a mental illness.
Good.
I thought it was funny. So, if you play lots of games, you could be mentally ill. And maybe...
About time.
Yeah.
Well, I know I'm mentally ill as it is.
Exactly. I've been mentally ill. Luther. Anyways, that's all I got for video game news.
Can I add?
Huh?
Can I add something to it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not much, but it's exciting to me. Still don't have an actual date, but I guess Compulsion Games is supposed to be releasing We Happy Few early 2017.
Oh, sweet. Hmm.
So I'm going to start keeping up and see what's going on with that, but it's getting closer, people. You can buy the alpha version for $29.99, but I read it's not very good.
That does tie in well with mental illness in video games, based on that game.
Because <So. laughs> that is like the only video game I've ever in my entire life been excited and watching for it to come out.
Yeah, it does look interesting. I'll definitely play it. So, birthdays. On that note, birthdays.
Please bear with me, everyone. I have the plague.
It's okay, April.
And the very first freaking one, I don't think I can pronounce the last name. So February 12th, I have a gentleman by the name of Ralph Sbarge, S-B-A-R-G, I'm so sorry, born 1964. He plays Archie Hopper, Jiminy Cricket, and Once Upon a Time, and he was Michael Jonas on Star Trek Voyager.
Ah.
And then we have a little one-hit wonder for me. His name was David Steinberg. He was he's kind of like Warwick Davis, short. He was born in 1965, but he died March 16th, 2010. Not sure how, I didn't research. But he played his best friend Migosh in Willow. And then this next one Jason's going to like. It's a guy by the name of Javi Sanchez Blanco Boyer. He was born in 1996 in Madrid, Spain. He's known for his work with the visual effects on epic rap battles of history. He's also portrayed some of the characters in some of the videos.
You mean epic rap battles of history?
Yes.
I don't pay attention to that part. I just paid attention to Hermione. I can't even think of who Hermione fought, but she kicked her ass. Anyways, that's February 12th. February 13th is one of my favorite people of all time, Stockard Channing.
Ooh, nice.
She's born 1944. She's Rizzo in Grease, Aunt Frances in Practical Magic, Dolly in Must Love Dogs, Sister Husband in Where the Heart Is, and Carol Ann in Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
It was Hermione versus Katniss.
Thank you. I thought so.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking, too. And then next birthday is Robbie Williams, born 1974 in Stoke-on-Trent, England. He's a musician. I'm trying to think of the song. He came out with a song in like late 1999, early 2000 that played a lot for like New Year's Millennium and stuff. But my favorite song by him is Rock DJ. The music video for that song was banned in the United States because of how graphic it was. And it was only graphic because he's trying to impress a bunch of, like, models and stuff that are roller skating around him, and they won't even look at him, so he has to rip his skin off and show his muscle for him to get their attention. It's pretty funny. But that's Robbie Williams. He's a really good British bloke. He sings really well. One of my faves. Apparently Peter Gabriel's British, too. His birthday is February 13th. He was born 1950 in Chobham, Surrey, England. We all know he's a musician, but my favorite song by him is In Your Eyes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good song.
I do have an honorable mention for all of us Game of Thrones fans out there. His name is Daniel Portman. He was born February 13th, 1992 in Scotland. He plays Podrick on Game of Thrones.
Oh, Podrick!
Yeah. He's 10 years younger than you and I, Jason.
Brian's a little bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't go that far. He holds his own.
I know he does. I like the guy.
Okay, February 14th, I have Simon Pegg. Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Paul, Star Trek Beyond, Star Trek Into Darkness, Star Trek. He was Unkar Plutt in Star Wars The Force Awakens. He was in The World's End, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible 3, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is Benji Dunn. He is the voice of Ben Finn in Fable 3. Hmm. And he's in Run, Fat Boy, Run. I love Run, Fat Boy, Run. That's Simon Pegg. The other February 14th birthday is Danai Gurira. Sorry if I said her name wrong. She's born in 1978. She's Michonne in The Walking Dead. I figured there's a lot of Walking Dead fans, so I'd give them that one. February 15th, Matt Groening.
Yay! Yeah.
Born 1954, cartoonist, writer, producer, animator, and voice actor. And the creator of the television shows The Simpsons and Futurama.
Yeah, he's...
Mm-hmm. I threw in Futurama just for you.
Aw, thank you.
And then we have the late, great Chris Farley, born 1964 and died December 18th, 1997. He's in Tommy Boy, Beverly Hills Ninja, Black Sheep, Wayne's World, and Wayne's World 2. I only liked him on Saturday Night Live.
I liked him in everything.
Was he
by the stupid comedy that I can't stand watching.
He was living in a van down by the river.
Saturday Night Live, when I liked him.
Exactly. Oh, good stuff. I miss that guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. February 16th is kind of cool because we got two really sci-fi people.
Ooh.
First is Christopher Eccleston.
Oh.
Born 1964 in Salford, Lancashire, England.
Wait, who?
Christopher Eccleston.
Who?
The Ninth Doctor.
The Ninth Doctor.
Oh, that's all right. Doctor Who.
Can't even do it right. The Ninth Doctor and Doctor Who, when they revamped the series. He's the husband, Charles Stewart, in the Nicole Kidman movie, The Others. He's Malekith in Thor, The Dark World. And for all you history fans like me, he's the Duke of Norfolk in the Elizabeth movie with Cate Blanchett.
Plus, he played a pretty badass bad guy in Gone in 60 Seconds with Nicolas Cage.
Sweet.
I didn't know that.
The other birthday is LeVar Burton.
Hey.
Now, did you know he was actually born in Germany?
I did not know that.
Nine.
He was born in Germany in 1957.
Oh, Jason.
We all know and love him best for Reading Rainbow and Geordi LaForge and Star Trek Next Gen.
Geordi.
Hey, Geordi.
Yep.
Okay, so then February 17th. I got two more really cool ones. I mean, it just kept coming at me. First is Bonnie Wright.
Mm.
She's born 1991. We all know and love her as the cute little redheaded freckled girl, Ginny Weasley.
Mm-hmm.
All right, no, it's Ginny Weasley. Don't say, mm-hmm. Shame on you.
What? She's cute.
But she's also really young. She'll always be little Ginny Weasley to me. Stop it.
She married Harry. She's an adult now. Give it up.
Yeah, that was in the future. Anyways, the other birthday is a nice old school sci-fi. Jerry O'Connell.
Yes.
Born 1974, and even when I was younger and I knew he was born 1974, he was still a hot piece of man, let me tell you. Whew, yes, I had a thing for Jerry O'Connell. So I did indeed watch Sliders, where he was Quinn Mallory. He was also in Stand By Me and Jerry Maguire, and some little lesser-known movie that only really true cult classic fans will know of called Ollie Hop Noodle's Haven of Bliss. It's like a continuation of the story of the family from Christmas Story, when Rudolph is a teenager and they go on vacation to Clear Lake in Michigan. Yes.
I remember that movie.
They even mentioned my hometown, Niles, Michigan, in the movie.
Yep.
So that's a cute little movie. I love it. I like the scene where we're like, hey, Dad, can I help? And he looks at him and goes, are you kidding? When he gets a flat tire. I have another one before I do my honorable mentions. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, born 1981. He was in Inception, The Dark Knight Rises, a movie I really like called Looper.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. He was the voice of Jim Hawkins on Treasure Planet. But I really liked him in 10 Things I Hate About You. And he was the cute little boy George on Roseanne.
Yeah.
My honorable mentions, I have three. Lorena McKennitt, born February 17th, 1957. Really good Celtic New Age-ish type musician. Love her music. Mm-hmm. Michael Bay.
Oh, Michael Bay.
He was born 1965. His birthday is February 17th. And the last honorable mention is Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day. His birthday is February 17th, 1972.
Nice.
So then my last day kind of went, meow. I have two okay ones. One's historical, one's an actor that we kind of like, we used to really like, and we just haven't heard much from him. What?
Nothing.
You're laughing at me, aren't you?
No. I'm laughing at that you just couldn't read it. No, your birthday.
Okay. February 18th is Mary the First of England. She was born 1516, daughter of King Henry VIII and Queen Catherine of Aragon. Although I typed Aragorn.
Yeah.
Is that what you were laughing at?
No.
Okay.
I'm up to your next one.
Okay. I'm concerned. Anyways, she was born, like I said, born 1516, daughter of King Henry VIII and Queen Catherine of Aragon, not Aragorn. You know, she's not in cahoots with Strider or anything, sorry. I can't change it, it's a PDF. She died November 17, 1558, while Queen of England. She was sick. Her nickname was Bloody Mary, because when she became queen, the Protestantism kind of went out the window and she killed everybody that wasn't Catholic. She tried to kill her sister, Bloody Mary. Anyway, the next birthday, John Travolta. Apparently, I'm going to laugh.
I laughed because I only remember him really from Swordfish.
Is it one of his roles?
It was one of the first ones I saw.
All right, he was in Pulp Fiction. He was Danny Zuko in Grease. He's in Face Off. He was the voice of Bolt in Bolt. He's in one of my favorites from Paris with Love. He's Charlie Wax, the crazy one. He's in Old Dogs. He plays Edna Turnblad in Hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
That what got you?
No. Swordfish.
Swordfish.
It's not on there.
I know, but that's how I remember him as.
I never saw it, so I put the ones on that I've seen.
It's absolutely over the top. It doesn't make sense. Hacker movie. You're
it's good. Ridiculous. It's a ridiculous movie.
He's in The Punisher. He used to be on a TV series called Welcome Back, Cotter. And he was in Saturday Night Fever.
Mm-hmm.
So those are my birthdays.
Woo!
Heck yeah.
Love the birthdays.
Happy birthday. It's their birthday, too. Anyways, we're going to move on to Jason's Tech Talk. All right. So I've got some somewhat interesting things, I think, and some funny things. Anyways, so this space junk stuff in space is totally problematic. Well, it will become problematic as we keep adding more and more to it.
Oh, literal space junk. Gotcha.
Yes, literal space junk. So Japan has been working on this new cable deployment system, which will create a net in space collecting the space junk. Well, their first test of it, they couldn't deploy it correctly, and apparently it just never got deployed. So the unmanned spacecraft, which makes stops at the space station, came back to Earth with a failed deployment, which is fine, because, you know, it is what it is. But I like what they're saying. Releasing a cable may seem simple, but nothing in space is simple, says Sean Turtle of University of South Wales in Australia, as they found that they could not deploy this space net of junk collecting awesomeness.
Awesomeness.
So, I think it's kind of cool what they're trying to do. They said this is just one small hiccup in their adventures for trying to clean up space debris, because it actually, they have to track it. All the space debris when they shoot up spaceships and all that, because who wants their ship to get hit by space debris as it's going up through the air over the many, many things that have been, like, I think they just create this huge magnet and they just, I'm sure it's all like Ferris, right?
You would think, yeah.
Nah, I don't care. Who knows? Maybe how many toilets are there. All right. Moving on. Trend Micro's WordPress blog countermeasures was the target of a content spoofing attack. They responded by shutting down the role really and completely resolving the issue. However, this is another example of how hard it is to protect against exploits, regardless of if that's what the company does. Because, you know, Trend Micro actually makes those antivirus software that have that lots of people have. Norton, it's that same idea. Anyways, moving on. Verizon's Data Breach Digest 2017 released a report about how a college network had 3,000 of its IoT devices compromised, and those devices may be making hundreds of domain name service lookups every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes, slowing down the entire network and restricting access to the majority of the internet services for that college.
Boy.
Internet things. It's just going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of those, like, items were, like, dorm items, you know? And, like, how are they going to fix it? So, pretty much they have to limit the DNS lookups on the network. So, fixing every single one of those devices. I imagine there's probably some memo going out to every single college student saying, please fix your devices. You're having problems. Anyways, so, I think this is cool. How many of you guys like James Bond films?
Who?
James Bond?
Oh, James Bond films. I was just watching one earlier.
Yeah. So, researchers in Saudi Arabia have developed a mechanism that, when triggered, can destroy a smartphone or other electronic device in less than 10 seconds.
Ooh.
Engineers believe that the phone will see adoption in intelligence and financial communities, and existing phones can be retrofitted for $15. $15, guys. I'm sure we could probably buy these ourselves. Who wants a self-destructing phone?
You know, that would be more like Mission Impossible, Jason. Just
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Well, they mean Russian to James Bond, but then they said Mission Impossible as well.
Yeah, so. That'd be more I would think about, you know, because every episode is always this, you know, this message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. Yeah,
that's true.
Oh, okay. I could be okay with that. Just you put in like a little piece of code. Your phone, you know, if your phone goes lost, you just be like destroy.
Yeah, they have an app. Apparently, there's, like, three different ways of starting it. So you can, like, click a button on the actual app on the phone, or you can have a remote app that will just blow up the phone anyways. So I thought that was kind of neat. I don't know if I personally would want to be able to do that, because I would hope that my phone would be able to recover one day. But who knows? You're not getting my phone. Click. Blows up. Well, there it was over there. I must have left it on the couch.
Oh, that would be my luck, Jason.
All right. Moving on. Volcanologists. No, no, no. Not the people who study Vulcans in Star Trek. Volcanologists.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who've been watching Iceland carefully. Because apparently there are four volcanoes that are on the verge of possibly exploding and erupting. Cool. Iceland is known for 130 different volcanoes, and it's being reported that something might be big coming up. Apparently, if it does erupt, it could disrupt air travel over Europe, cause vast floods from the melting glaciers in the vicinity of Iceland, as well as sulfur being spewed into the air, inducing global nuclear winter for a decade or so, and poisonous fluoride gas could be released. So that sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Nuclear winter for all of us?
Oh, I don't know. Probably Europe.
So pretty much you're taking that movie I watched, that fake documentary I watched on Netflix, and you're just kind of picking it up and shifting it from the United States to Europe?
Oh, if it's a super volcano and it can erupt enough ash, it's going to affect
a
lot of
things. The one
in
Yellowstone is supposedly, if it erupts, is a super volcano, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's why people watch it. That thing blows. We're kind of hosed, especially
being
in the middle
of
the
US. Both of them blew at the same time. You know how fucked we'd be?
Oh, seriously.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I remember the issues we had when Mount St. Helens just part of that erupted.
And that's only FBI 5? Yeah, the super ones could get anywhere up to, like, 8, and that's, like, global destruction level.
So, yeah. Hooray for volcanoes and volcanologists.
See, I knew what he was talking about because I heard them talking about volcanology or something on that documentary, so I'm like, volcanoes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew you weren't talking about Vulcans, Jason.
I know.
But
I'm
sure they
out,
exist.
Yeah.
Well, you
know,
yeah. People that study Vulcans exist, we know that much. They're
exactly.
called Star Trek fans.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. How many people use PayPal to transfer money?
Not transfer money.
Yeah, we buy stuff off of it.
Yeah.
But it may actually affect the people who use PayPal to sell stuff. But apparently it's going to be, for us, we're going to notice it when you're trying to make PayPal transfer money, or money transfers, because they're going to be hiking the prices on, like, a lot of their shit. Hmm. What I thought interesting was, and questionable, is the non-discouragement clause for sellers that cause those using PayPal cannot dissuade or inhibit customers from using PayPal, meaning no complaining.
Nice.
So yeah, so you can't complain about it if you're a seller. So oh well. This I almost put this under like video game news, but it's more of a community thing. Valve is shutting down Steam's Greenlight community, which I actually really like. Hmm. It's a voting system. That you can vote games up and down as to what people should be making and all that other kind of stuff. And whether it should be on the Steam stores, I think is how it works. Anyways, they're replacing it with a fee-based system called Steam Direct, which developers have to pay per title whenever they try to distribute the game.
Huh.
So, yeah. I don't think it's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, Steam needs to make money somehow, I guess. Or more money, I suppose.
I was about to say, I think Steam's making plenty of money by itself.
Yeah, just if every Steam key is like a dollar or something like them, at least, or like at least a little bit like a dollar, like 50 cents or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, spammer faces decades in prison for sending more than 1 million spam emails. Finally, well, this has happened in the past, but apparently, Michael Persuad of Scottsdale, Arizona, was hit with 10 counts of wire fraud. Each carrying a maximum sentence of 20 years. So that sucks for him.
Freaking A.
Having to go to life in prison just because you sent shit tons of spam. Well, you know what? Stop sending spam. I don't like
it.
That's all I got.
I just
wanted to do those spammers because I don't like spammers.
Yeah, although, I don't. Well, you guys had seen the bowl of superness last Sunday.
Yes.
Did you enjoy that? You probably watched. That's you crazy. watched the halftime show, right?
Yeah.
Did you like the fact that you remember when I talked a couple months ago about Disney using those drones for the holiday show?
Yeah.
Well, same ones. Those were the same ones that they used.
Did you know that was pre-recorded?
That portion right there. Mm-hmm. I kind of guessed because it just looked way too perfect.
Yeah. So because of the FCC or whatever the guidelines are for not being able to have drones over like mass events or whatever.
Like the FAA thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? It still looked good. It still looked good. And I mean, that's the thing, we were talking about that before, how I'm looking forward to seeing these drones and this drone tech get better that way.
Yeah. Intel's been working on that, like software or whatever, to be able to control up to like some crazy number of drones.
Ten grand.
Yeah.
10,000. Yep.
Yeah. So many drones.
So many drones. Good stuff, though. Good stuff.
Yeah, so that's all I got. I think we might have some Comic-Con updates. April? Do we have Comic-Con updates?
Yes, we have 3 comic conventions in the area that have updates already. C2E2 has a couple extra ones. I only recognize one of them. The kid Gaten Matarazzo. The kid with the curly hair from Stranger Things, he's going to be there, along with the little girl, 11 or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
They're both going to be there, but we knew about the girl. A guy named Steve Blum from Star Wars Rebels. Troy Baker, who's from Batman Arkham Origins. They're all going to be there at C2E2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wizard World Chicago has added Kevin Sorbo, Hercules.
Ooh.
He's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But the main, they have 3 additions to Motor City Comic Con.
Yes.
You have got Anthony Michael Hall, which I know him from 16 Candles in the Breakfast Club. Carolyn Grimes, who is Suzu on It's a Wonderful Life.
Aw.
I would love to sit and just talk with her.
Yeah.
Because of everybody she's acted with.
Better yet, I want a panel. I want a panel with her.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's a panel with her.
And then there's Rob Schneider.
Oh,
again, yeah. He's another one. Like him when he was involved in SNL. Afterwards, not so much.
Yeah.
But those are our comic convention updates, and I will continuously keep everyone updated as they update for me.
I was very excited to see about Anthony Michael Hall, because all I've got to say is there had better be a Weird Science photo op with him and the other guy. I can never, it's like, I can't remember the guy's other
guy's. I wonder if they got the idea for Anthony Michael Hall because the other guy's there.
That, I think you're right, April. I think you're absolutely right. And I mean, that would just be way too fun. It's just the two of them, and what they just need is like a cardboard something or other behind them of Lisa. Boom. I'm set. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I will buy a cardboard cutout of Lisa and have her behind me. I'll kneel down and all 4 of us together. That's the dream.
That's
okay.
Could come true if you can find the cardboard cutout.
Exactly.
I'm sure you can find someone.
Oh, yeah. Probably somewhere.
No, you can have it printed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we can honestly say we're good to go. We've got our motel rooms for Indiana and the Motor City booked, so we're good to go.
Nice. Woo-hoo.
Motor City Comic Con.
No offense, Chris, but with you not there, I got us a suite for Novi.
Nice.
Well, he's already there. You don't need a room. But he might want to hang out with us.
Anyhow.
And we're only going to Indy for one night, so I only got us a nice room there for one night. Because I only need to go to Indiana to see Carrie always, really.
Yeah, you got your goal set for that right there.
I do. I would love it if they did a panel with him.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. That would be a hope right there. I know that's what I'm looking forward to, see what kind of panels come up for them. Hopefully,
that'll help me determine if I go Saturday or Sunday.
Exactly. It's like exactly. Making your plan, plotting it out, getting that way.
Yeah. So that is all I have for that. So let me find my spiel.
Well, I mean, the only other
thing. Anybody's got something else.
Well, the only thing I'm going to add is I have gotten my notifications that the Dresden Files cooperative card game should be shipping out soon. The one that I got part of that Kickstarter, it was like last June, July or something like that. So once that actually comes out, I'm actually, because I'm looking forward to this and I'm excited about this, I will actually do a video unboxing and I will post that to the Inglourious Geeks website once that comes out. So
nice.
Look forward to that. If you are a fan of Dresden, like I am, or cooperative board games, you know, look forward. That will be coming in the near future as soon as I get my delivery.
Oh, I'll stay.
Yep.
Okay, so on that note, you can listen to us on our website, http, www.ingloriousgeeks.com. Come find us, come listen, come say hi. We would love it if you would say hi, so we know you're listening. We're on Facebook, Inglourious Geeks. Twitter, we are Inglourious_Geek. Instagram, InglouriousGeeks3. And you can also find us on iTunes and Stitcher. I try to get on Twitter whenever we record, so I'm on Twitter right now.
Woohoo!
And so, on that note, we are the Inglourious Geeks, so sit down.
Shut up.
And roll initiative.
Have a good one, everybody. I'm going to go lay on the couch and die now.
Later, all.
Yes, good job, everybody.
Yep.
Yes, and thank you for listening. We enjoy having everybody's... So anyways, I'm going to go play some Skyrim, the Legendary Edition. So, special edition, which everybody would have gotten free if you had bought everything before for Skyrim. Okay, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I'm out.